Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 says this, "In every way you were enriched in Him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ." In the gift of Jesus Christ, we have more than we realize. In Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We've been made rich in Christ. And when we received Christ, when we were brought to Christ by grace through faith, we gained far more than we could ever thought we could gain. Before Christy and I were married, while we were dating, I knew that she was a kind, compassionate, tender soul. I knew those traits about her. And on May 19th, 2001, when we both said I do to one another, I received into my life a kind, compassionate, tender person. She officially became mine, and I became hers. But I had no idea what else was hidden inside that kind, compassionate, tender soul. And I've been enriched by her presence in my life in ways that could have never imagined. I've been made rich by her fierceness, her wisdom, and her devotion. I received all of those traits of her when I said, I do, even though I didn't know about all of them. But in a far greater way, as Christians, when we received Christ in faith, we were made rich, richer than we could ever imagine. But Paul here in this text highlights two ways. And notice the links Paul is going to here. He says, in every way, in all speech, in all knowledge. So what was Paul saying? Paul was saying that just as the testimony, the message of the gospel was made clear to you and established in you through its declaration, you also have been enriched with all that is necessary to declare it to yourself and from yourself. So the richest of gifts include the divine power and prerogative to preach the gospel. But wait, it gets even better. It goes on to say, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. I'm not sure what deficiency the church in Corinth thought it had, but Paul knocks down any notion of being unable to fulfill their calling because of a lack of resources. They had all they needed in Christ to fulfill all that God had called them to fulfill. You know, it's easy to look around at other churches who have different resources, perhaps, who may be in a different city or even in a different country, and we say things like, if we only had what they had, then we could do so-and-so. And pastors are the worst. We are the absolute worst at this. If God would take away these people and then put those people in my church, that's oftentimes what we say. But couldn't Paul have said the same thing about the Corinthian church? You know what would be really helpful for the Corinthian church? If those three families would just move on down the line and some really mature families join. That would allow us to do what God has called us to do. But no. What allows us to do what God has called us to do is the best gift with the richest of blessings, who is Christ in us. Today when you pray, please pray for Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Portuguese-Brazilian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Brazil.